mine host of the gutter.
Oh, it is my bully rook. Speak scholarly and wisely.
Truly, mine host, I must turn away some of my followers.
Discard, bully Hercules, cashier. Let them wag. Trot, trot.
I sit at £10 a week.
Thou art an emperor, Caesar, Kaiser, and
Philip. Oh.
I will entertain Bardolph. He shall draw, he shall tap. So I will, bully Hector.
Do so, good mine host.
I have spoke, let him follow. Bardolph, let me see any froth and lime. Come in a word, follow.
Bardolph, follow him. A taps is a good trade. An old cloak makes a new jerkin, a withered serving man a fresh tapster. Go, adieu.
Oh, it is a life that I have desired. I will thrive.
Oh, base Hungarian, wait! Wilt thou the spigot wield?
He was gotten in drink. Tis not the humour conceit.
I'm glad I'm so acquit of this tinderbox. His thefts were too open. His filching was like an unskillful singer. He kept not time.
The good humour is to steal at a minute's rest.
Convey the wise it calls. Steal for a figo for the phrase.
Well, sirs, I'm almost out of the heel.
Why then, let Kybes and seal.
Well, there is no remedy. I must coney catch. I must shift.
Young ravens must have food.
Which of you know Ford of this town?
Oh. I can the white. He is of substance good.
My honest lads, I will tell you what I'm about.
2 yards and more.
No quips now, pistol. Indeed, I am in the waist 2 yards about, but I am now about no waste. I'm about thrift. Briefly, I do mean to make love to Ford's wife.
Oh,
I spy entertainment in her. She discourses, she carves, she gives the leer of invitation. I can construe the action of her familiar style, and the hardest voice of her behaviour, to be English rightly, is, I am Sir John Falstaff.
He has studied her well and translated her will out of honesty into English.
The anchor is deep, will that humour pass?
And now, the report goes, she has all the rule of her husband's purse. He hath a legion of angels.
As many devils, entertain and do her, boy, say I.
The humour rises, it's good, humour me the angels.
I've writ me here a letter to her, and here another to Page's wife, who even now gave me good eyes to examine my parts with most judicious weards. Sometimes the beam of her view gilded my foot, sometimes my portly belly.
Then did the sun on dunghill shine.
I thank you for that humour.
Oh, she did so course o'er my exteriors with such a greedy intention that the appetite of her eye did seem to scorch me up like a burning glass. Here's another letter to her. She bears the purse too.
Oh.
She's a region in Guiana, all gold and bounty. I will be cheaters to them both, and they shall be exchequers to me. They shall be my East and West Indies, and I will trade to them both. Go, bear thou this letter to Mistress Page, and thou this to Mistress Ford.
Right?
We will thrive, lads, we will thrive.
Shall I, Sir Pandarus of Troy, become, and by my side wear steel? Then Lucifer take all!
I will run no base humours. Here, take the humour letter. I will keep the aviar of reputation.
Hold! Sirrah!
Sir?
Bear you these letters tightly. Sail like my pinnace to these golden shores. Rogues, hence, avaunt! Vanish like hailstones, go! Trudge, plot away the whole seek shelter pack! Falstaff will learn the honour of the age. French thrift, you rogues! Myself and skirted page.
Let vultures gripe thy guts!
Yeah.
For good and Fulham holds, and high and low beguiles rich and poor. Test that I have in pouch, when thou shalt lack base Phrygian Turk!
I have operations which be humours of revenge.
Wilt thou revenge?
By Welkin and her star.
With wit or steel?
With both the humours, I will discuss the humour of this love to fall.
Ha! And I to page shall eke unfold how Falstaff, varlet vile, his dove will prove, his gold will hold, and his soft couch defile.
My humour shall not cool. I will incense fall to deal with poison. I will possess him with yellowness, for the revolt of mind is dangerous. That is my true humour.
Thou art the Mars of malcontent. Yes. I second thee, troop on!